Hello and welcome back to the Building Generational Black Wealth podcast. And I am Keith B. Jones, and I'm your host, of course. And I want to get back into the 10 commandments of personal finance for you. So this is commandment number 2. And it says that I will not loan money that I really can't afford to loan. And so as an African American, I firsthand know the pressures of financially supporting family and friends. We all often feel a strong sense of loyalty to those closest to us and feel obligated to offer financial assistance when needed. However, over the years, I've learned that loaning money that I really can't afford to loan can lead to detrimental consequences for both the lender and the borrower in this case. So in this podcast, I'll explain why I've chosen to prioritize my financial well-being and the importance of setting boundaries when it comes to loaning money. So loaning money that you really don't have to loan, you know, you don't have that kind of money to just throw out there, it puts your own financial stability at risk. It's crucial to prioritize your financial well-being to ensure that you're not putting yourself in a worse position financially. Instead of loaning money, consider offering financial advice or resources that may be helpful to the borrower. It's important to be realistic about your own financial situation as well, you know, so and not let the guilt or pressure of helping others put you in a compromising position. Loan transactions can negatively impact your relationships with people, especially if expectations are not communicated clearly from the beginning. Instead of loaning money, consider other forms of support, such as taking time to listen or helping the borrower brainstorm alternative solutions. Open communication is important in maintaining healthy relationships anyway. And it's essential to be honest about what you can and cannot do to help. When you loan money that you really don't have, you risk going into debt yourself. It is essential to prioritize your own financial goals and only loan money when it's within your means to do so. Additionally, when lending money, set clear terms and deadlines and only lend the amount that you are comfortable losing. Think about that. Only lend the amount of money that you're comfortable losing because you may not get it back. It can be helpful to put everything in writing to avoid potential miscommunications or misunderstandings in the future. So, you know, in conclusion, basically, supporting family and friends financially can be a noble cause. However, it is crucial to prioritize our own financial well-being and recognize the importance of setting boundaries. By avoiding loans that we really can't afford, we protect ourselves from potential debt and harm to our relationships. Additionally, we encourage self-sufficiency and promote healthy financial behaviors for ourselves and for our communities. And remember, know your financial limits and help your loved ones while being mindful of your boundaries. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in just to hear a little bit of that. I know this was a shorter one, but I want you to hear it because it's really important. This is a big problem that's plagued our community for a very long time. And those of us who've been successful have had to bear the brunt of feeling that guilt of loaning money and things like that. So to family members and friends, because we were the ones at the time that were doing better. And the problem is that, you know, you 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get that money back because they figure, hey, he's doing well or she's doing well, so they don't really need it. So basically, you're just out of the money and they're okay with that. They're okay with losing the relationship because they've gotten what they want. So be mindful of that. That's commandment number 2. Do not loan money that you really do not have. Don't do it. And I'm going to get to commandment number 3. So I want you guys, make sure you tune back in to the podcast so you can get the 3rd commandment. So thank you for tuning in today. Have a wonderful day today.